In the weeks leading up to the election, NHPR reporters are traveling throughout the state to talk with people on the ground about what's shaping their votes. NHPR's Michael Brinley met up last week with Libertarian Steve O'Brien. He's 29 years old and was attending a campaign rally in Keene to hear from Libertarian Bill Weld, presidential candidate Gary Johnson's running mate.
Governor Weld is on his way over. Let's show Governor Weld some New Hampshire love.
People begin to gather around the bandstand in Central Square, where former Massachusetts Republican Governor Bill Weld is about to speak. Music plays over the sound system as the crowd waits. Among those here is Steve O'Brien of Keene. He's in a t-shirt and jeans and is holding his one-year-old daughter, Lila.
And so I just want to come out and make my presence known and kind of show people that there's more than just two options that exist in our political society today.
As he looks around at the crowd of a few dozen people, O'Brien admits feeling disappointed.
It's an okay turnout today. I'm actually a little bummed we don't have a larger turnout. And I recognize that there's a lot of fear in voting for a third party, especially in today's climate, because people just dislike both parties that are presented to us so much right now. And so I understand kind of staying away from that.
O'Brien identifies as a libertarian. He voted for Gary Johnson 4 years ago and plans to do so again in November. A restaurant manager, O'Brien talks about his frustration with the narrative that this election is a binary choice for voters and that anything else is a wasted vote.
We're a nation of so many different views and opinions, and to bottle everything up into, well, you either fit this profile or this profile is just, I don't know. I think everybody realizes that we're more than just those two things, and it would be great to somehow break out and just have more voices heard.
With record high levels of dissatisfaction with the two major party candidates, O'Brien is hopeful that breakout could finally happen for his party this year. But it's a work in progress. He says many of his friends who were Bernie Sanders supporters are now voting for Hillary Clinton because they're afraid of a Donald Trump presidency.
But, you know, I recognize that you don't want a Trump presidency, and that scares a lot of people, including myself. I'm not going to pretend that doesn't scare me. I said, but, like, we're never going to incite any type of change if you don't vote your conscience. And I know that's been like a tagline and a theme, but it's true. I mean, if all the Bernie supporters didn't vote Hillary and they all voted for Bernie, even if they wrote him in, at least it would make some sort of ripple.
We talk about the issues important to him. O'Brien says he's passionate about property rights and limited government.
And I recognize the need for a government. I'm not an anarchist by any means. I just believe in a limited government that protects individuals to live their lives as they so choose. That's both socially and economically.
And while a Gary Johnson win in November may seem unlikely, O'Brien says if more people are educated about what libertarianism is after the election, that's still a step in the right direction.
The premise and the principles behind libertarianism, I think, is really important to gain awareness of. And I think that, generally speaking, most people probably don't understand that at this point in time. And if this opens the eyes and opens the door to that, phenomenal. I would love to see that. I would like to have more of a conversation, less about, you know, what those principles are, but why they're good to have.
That was NHPR's Michael Brinley reporting from Keene. In the weeks to come, we'll be hearing more from voters as we get closer to the election. And as always, you'll find much more coverage online at nhpr.org. Morning Edition from New Hampshire Public Radio.